Hi, it's Patrick here. And a little bonus pod here, something else on the election. Like you need a bonus on the election. Anyway, this one is about how our words and thoughts are shaped geographically. It's about perspective, the perspective of two people who make incredibly lucid observations, vivid too, about the United States. And I think they do so for two reasons. The first is pretty obvious. They're both writers. One, Lionel Shriver, she writes fiction. The other, Edward Luce, he writes nonfiction. So they both observe, to a certain degree, analyze for a living. And the other reason is that both have one foot in the United States and one foot out of it, which is something I can relate to as a Brit who's now lived here in the United States for so long that I now vote. And I even accept just a teensy-weensy bit of responsibility for, I don't know, cola-flavored fried dough. Well, Lionel Shriver has escaped that world, and she now lives in London. But she does return once a year to the United States. Luce is a Brit who lived in Washington for many years. And here's a piece that I've done for The Big Show on their perspective on America. Lionel Shriver is author of 11 novels, including We Need to Talk About Kevin. She was born and raised in the U.S., but has lived away from it for much of her adult life. She says her annual trips home to New York have become a way of measuring America's decline. When she sees the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, what was once a serviceable highway is now completely rusted out. The repairs, she says, look as if they're made with plywood.
And you see this all over the United States. I think that for visitors, it's quite a shock. Since I only go back every summer, I see the changes in juttering increments.
Increments that over time have led Shriver to a stark conclusion.
And the big picture is that the United States is failing and failing big time.
There's plenty of evidence to support that impressionistic take. The Pentagon recently commissioned a report on the nation's defense industrial preparedness. That's the companies manufacturing the materials for the military. The Pentagon put a number on the most critical industries, 19.
America led in all 19 in the early 1990s. It now leads in only 4 of those 19.
This is Edward Luce, a Washington-based columnist with the Financial Times. He's written a book called Time to Start Thinking, America and the Spectre of Decline. That was the original British title. Here in the US, the word decline has been replaced by the softer descent. For the book, Luce spent time at the National Defense University, quizzing the kind of military people he says who'll be running the Pentagon in a decade. He describes them as panicked about the disappearance of America's manufacturing strength.
They completely depart from the Republican Party orthodoxy by saying that the first thing we must do is withdraw from the world, is bring down our presence in the world, because military strength is based on economic strength.
Which means spending less, far less, on defense and more on
education, infrastructure, rebuilding the domestic economy.
That may or may not be a solution, but will such fundamental rethinking be adopted in Washington? Luce doesn't think so, and nor does Lionel Shriver. The country is simply too polarized. For someone like Shriver, who lives abroad, the gradual tribalization of political America into red and blue doesn't seem gradual at all. It seems sudden and difficult to reverse. She recalls going to a party outside New York on one of her recent trips back from Britain.
And it was about, 75 people. And everyone agreed with everyone. I had a conversation or two in which I indicated that I supported the Conservative Party in the UK. That was, of course, the wrong word. They didn't know anything about UK politics. And I made myself a pariah.
Shriver came to realize that that experience wasn't a one-off thing.
This was typical. It is a complete political apartheid. And if you go to a party in the New York area, you know they're all going to be Democrats. And if you open your mouth and say something that seems faintly Republican, even mildly pleasant about the other side, you shock everyone and they will physically pull away from you.
Which, writ large, isn't a great recipe for solving the country's problems. There's plenty of despair in Shriver's words, Luce's too, and it may be that they are chroniclers of America's decline. But they're also passionate chroniclers who believe that the country can yet learn from its missteps. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox. Okay, that's it. See you at theworld.org/language. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and see you after the elections.